The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. But so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Welcome back once again, everybody. First reading, we hear Moses turn to the people and say, "Israel, hear the statutes and decrees that I'm now teaching you to observe." A little bit of background to put those words into context will be very helpful today, okay? A little bit of background to put those words into context. At this point in the scriptures, Moses has freed the people from slavery in Egypt, led them through the Red Sea, given them the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, and they've just completed 40 years of wandering through the desert on their way to the Promised Land. And now at last they stand on the precipice of entering into the Promised Land, standing up on a hill looking down into it across the Jordan River. And these words that you hear in the first reading are Moses' last instructions to the people before they finally enter into the Promised Land. "Keep these commandments and statutes that I've given you to observe." Why does he say that now? Why does he say that at all? Okay, do you remember? Of course you remember the story of when Moses freed the people from slavery in Egypt, right? And they went through the Red Sea on dry land with the water like a wall to their right and to their left, and Pharaoh's armies, they were all washed away in the Red Sea, and they were finally set free from their slavery in Egypt for 400 years. Of course, you remember that story. But did you know that the very next thing that happens in the book of Exodus is that God gives his commandments to his people? The very next thing that happens is that he gives Moses the Ten Commandments, as if to say, "Moses, I set the people free because you obeyed my word. Now, obey these words, and you will never be slaves again." Did the people obey the words of the Ten Commandments? Certainly not with their hearts. They didn't obey the words of the Ten Commandments, did they? No, and we still don't to this day. We tend to look upon them as being like rules, right? God's rules that he gives to us. I'll tell you the funny thing about rules is that no sooner are you given a rule that you begin to ask, what's the least that I have to do to keep the rule, right? How far can I go before I break the rule? So how we treat rules. That's why the commandments have never, at this point in the scriptures, they've never had the full effect that they're meant to have to keep the people always free. And that's where the gospel begins. And Jesus says, "I have not come to abolish the law. I've come to fulfill it. I tell you, not one letter of the old law is going to pass away." Now, does that strike you as a little bit odd? I hope it does. I hope you know that there's all kinds of letters in the old law. And they sure do seem to have passed away, right? Things like kosher laws and purity laws and laws from the book of Leviticus about animal sacrifice in the temple. What does Jesus mean when he says that none of those are going to pass away? Well, I'll give you an image that I hope you find helpful that answers that question. Imagine a seed, okay? Let's imagine that it's an apple seed. You plant that apple seed in the ground, what happens? It grows. It grows up into a great big healthy apple tree, and it someday produces great big red apples all of its own. Everything that that tree needed to grow was already present in that seed. Now, similarly, everything that Jesus would teach, and I mean everything that he would teach, was already present like a seed in the Old Testament. However, whereas an apple tree can grow up all by itself, grow up into out of a seed right into a great big healthy tree, the Word of God will not grow up to its fullness all by itself. It won't happen automatically. We need God's grace to make that happen. That's what Jesus means when he says, I've come now to fulfill it, to help us to keep God's commandments not as rules to minimize, right, but as guidelines of love to maximize. I've come to fulfill. The Greek word is pleroma. It means maximum. So, you know, sometimes you might come to the end of the day, look back across the course of your day, pat yourself on the back and say, boy, what a good person I've been today. I haven't broken any of God's rules. I hate to break it to you, but not breaking any of the commandments, that's like being at the starting blocks of the spiritual life. What Jesus came to do was to fulfill it, to give us the grace that we need to live it, not to the minimum, right, but to the most. And that is what gives us an interior freedom that absolutely nothing in this world can take away. Absolutely nothing. We're living in a time right now where there's all kinds of restrictions, right? Restrictions upon restrictions upon restrictions. Did you know that for someone who's living God's law to the fullest, there's an interior freedom that no external restrictions can ever take away? I was reading, doing some spiritual reading recently, and the author said, for someone who's advanced in the spiritual life, there's very little difference between life inside a prison and life outside of a prison. Because the freedom that God intends us to have is just that strong. A freedom that comes from giving our hearts to God's law, something that we want to rededicate ourselves to, especially during the season of Lent. It's what Jesus meant when he said, if you love my law, if my words dwell in you, then you will be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen.